The next coach on the teleconference is Maryland's Matt Canada. Maryland hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Good to be here. We're excited to you know, get back to playing. Obviously, a undefeated Minnesota team coming to town. That's when you turn the film on, they're playing very, very hard, and they're doing a tremendous job playing as a team. I think I think that's the best compliment you can give any team. But they're very sound in all three phases of their game, and they're playing extremely hard. And that's a tribute to their players and their coaching staff. You can see it's all throughout their program. So it'll be a tremendous challenge for us.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and open up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Grader, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach, thanks for taking the time. What do you remember or what stands out most about coaching PJ in Northern Illinois, and then what sort of traits or things do you see in his teams now that he's a coach?
Well, PJ was a great player. Obviously, I don't remember exactly how many catches. I think it was 88 or something like that his senior year, and we had a very good year in 03. Had some very big wins at the time. One of them was actually Maryland. The opening game was against Maryland, and PJ had a really big catch to go down and set up the final score. And he had a tremendous catch against Ohio in a game we were still undefeated. So I can go on and on about that. But PJ has always been a very driven person. He's had a tremendous plan. I said yesterday, we went when he was done playing, him and Thomas Hammack, and Thomas is now the running back coach for the Ravens, went to the convention, coaches convention, and they were both set out to be coaches, and they were going to do it really fast and do it really well. And both of them have. Obviously, PJ's been a head coach for a while, and his players play extremely hard. His team plays extremely hard, and that's certainly you can see his characteristics are rubbing off on his team. So he's done a great job.
Thanks, Matt.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Don.
You spoke on yesterday about how you expect your guys to play better, you to coach better this week. How as a coach can you coach better, do you feel?
Well, obviously, you're going to continue to try to find ways to put our players in a position to make plays. That's our job. And to get our players off to a good start, to get our players to have momentum, to get our players to feel good, whatever that is. And as I said yesterday, I'm not going to, there's a lot of different things that we could have done better, but ultimately, and I'm the offensive coordinator. So when you look at the offensive production that we did not have and the way that we played, I feel like that, it falls on me, and we're going to do a better job all the way around, and hopefully it'll be a much better result for us. Again, credit to them. They played well, but I don't think we played as well as we could have in a multitude of different spots, which therefore means, I think I've got to do a better job. So I think it's much easier to take that approach. So I think we'll have a much better game on Saturday, and I know we've had a good attitude already through the week, and I'm excited to watch our guys play on Saturday.
And just to follow up, I mean, this is game 4 for you doing this dual role. How much easier, or is this still a work in progress for you to figure out how to do both during the game itself?
Yeah, I mean, once you're into the game, you're just playing and doing it. So I don't, obviously, we've had a couple games that went well and one that didn't go well. So not spending a lot of time focusing on it. I mean, really, it's just, just filling in the role I'm in while this is going on. But the bottom line is just trying to find a way to put our players in position to make plays. And our staff's doing a very good job of all doing their jobs. And, hopefully we'll continue to do that and get a different result on Saturday.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Randy Johnson, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Yeah, hi, Coach. Minnesota plays a lot of freshmen and a lot in key areas. Do you feel that is that more difficult to prepare for the unknown in that situation?
Well, I think they've done a great job recruiting. They've got very good talent, so I'm sure that you're going to play the best players. So I'm sure that's You know, like sometimes we look at that and you're playing freshmen out of necessity, which sometimes can be the case, but sometimes it's because they're the best players on your team. And again, they're 3-0, they're playing at a very high level, they're very, very efficient, and, you know, continue to be repetitive, but they are playing extremely hard, and something that I think PJ's teams have done, obviously at Western when you watched them play, and, you know, from a distance, and just watching him on TV and those things, and now again, obviously really, really preparing for his team for the first time. They play so hard and they play so together that they definitely are all going the right direction. So freshmen or seniors, I don't think it really matters as long as they're playing as hard as they're playing.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Your next question is from Don Marcus, Baltimore Sun.
Obviously, you were not around for the win last year in Minneapolis, but in your coaching career, when a team, you know, wins on the road and then plays that team back home the next year, is there a different sense of urgency and sort of being prepared for a team looking to sort of avenge a home loss?
I mean, I think so, obviously, but every year is so different and every situation is so different. So, I mean, I think, you know, every game is, we're treating every game like, you know, with every game, so every week's a one, you know, one game season, a 1 week season. And that's what this is right now for us. And, you know, we have a, you know, we're coming off of a game and we don't feel like we played as well as we could have. So we're focusing a lot on ourselves and trying to get our situation better. And then hopefully our, you know, we'll all play at a higher level. And obviously I know they're going to come in there. They're playing in, you know, very confident. They're 3-0 and they played very, very well. So it'll be a tremendous challenge. And I'm sure they do, you know, they want to win, but whether it's because of last year or just because they want to, you know, want to win, I think it's all about the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a follow-up from Don Marcus with the Baltimore Sun.
Sorry for hogging this press conference, Matt.
It's all right. No, well, you're good.
Maryland and beyond. In terms of the running game this week, obviously this is a very deep position. It was not as deep last week because you had the two guys out. But how critical is that for this team to get its running game going, you know, especially as in Big Ten play?
Well, I think it's critical, you know, getting our offense going. And obviously we hope we're balanced. We normally are a balanced offense. And you mentioned we've got good talent there with the guys that are, you know, that are healthy. And, you know, we're very fortunate to have that many good players at running back. So it's important to get it going. It's important to get our passing game going. And like I said, it's just to come off and feel much better about a game than we did on offense is the key. And if it's, you know, if it's with great balance, that would be great. But every game is different, so I don't know how it'll go. But we certainly need to be, you know, much more productive than we were last week in all phases of our offense.
And just to follow up quickly, what has Jafar brought to the team in terms of in the coach's room?
Well, obviously he's done a great job managing that room, and you know, being an alum, I think that always adds something special. You know, I think there's stories, there's history, there's you know, talking about great players and great victories and in the tradition and the pride of playing here. So I think that adds to our entire program, you know, to have him able to do that, but certainly he's done a great job with the backs.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks a lot.